So, what makes the original Hooters so special? Everybody wants to know our secret recipe. The answer is simple. We care about our people, the food we serve, our guests, and the community around us. We created a unique experience like no other, like watching your favorite team with an ice-cold beer and world-famous chicken wings served by a legendary Hooters girl. What could be better? To us, originality isn't just one thing. It's everything. Hooters, always original.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, as they've done since season two of this podcast. We are season nine in the leagues I commission. We have two more weeks in the regular season for most of you. You have 3 weeks in the regular season. I think you know from listening to me for a while why I want to wrap everything up in week 16 of the National Football League regular season rather than worry about the integrity of games in week 17, let alone in week 18, which is inexcusable if you're still playing fantasy, especially for a championship in week 18, and how bad that's going to look in particular this year with so many bad teams and so many teams locked in to likely playoff position. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Big bye week for week 12. No Falcons, no Bills, no Bengals, no Jags, no Saints, no Jets. So we are losing RB6 in Bijan Robinson, wide receiver 5 in Drake London. These are based on my scoring settings in all my leagues and total points. So no RB6, Bijan, no wide receiver 5, London, no QB4, Josh Allen, no RB8, James Cook, no QB2, Joe Burrow, no wide receiver 1, Ja'Marr Chase, no RB16. Feels like it should be higher, doesn't it? With Chase Brown. Jaguars, and right now, you're not even sure you're starting Brian Thomas with what's going on there, but Thomas has had a good season and actually ranks as a wide receiver 1 overall for the season. But recently, the struggles of the team, changes in quarterback, struggles of both quarterbacks, etc. New Orleans is off, so that takes RB3 out of the mix for this week in Alvin Kamara. And for anyone that wanted to jump in and stream Taysom Hill, I sensed Taysom Hill was going to have a big week last week, and I couldn't pull the trigger in any of my leagues. I almost pulled the trigger in two of my leagues. Should have done it at least once. I actually am playing a late season league separate from the two that I commission, and I should have just plugged them in there instead of TJ Hockenson. It's a league I don't run. I'm actually doing it as a favor to someone who wants to learn more about fantasy football, and I said I would play, and I threw Hockenson in rather than Taysom Hill. So you can't stream Taysom Hill this week. And the Jets, Breece Hall is actually, I show him as RB10 in my settings, so he's up a bit. Still doesn't validate you taking him as the second running back overall if you did that in your fantasy draft. And Garrett Wilson, wide receiver 8 in my scoring settings. I'm sorry, wide receiver 9 in my scoring settings. So all those players are out of the mix this week. Hopefully you've planned ahead. You have a bench player ready to go, because trying to find people on waivers has gotten really difficult in recent weeks, as far as I'm concerned, especially in 12-team leagues. I'm sure in 14-team leagues, extremely hard. Even in 10-team leagues, there have been times where I've been looking for something in particular, and just there wasn't anything worthwhile there. So speaking of season settings, and knowing we're doing total points, which means that players who haven't had a bye yet, like the ones I just mentioned, are at a bit of an advantage because they've played one more game than some of the players who have already had their bye. Remember, week 14 is coming up, 6 more byes. Baltimore, Denver, Houston, Indianapolis, New England, Washington in week 14. But I just want to go over, because I haven't really done this year, the big board. This is total points for the season based on my scoring settings, and just run down some things at the key positions. QB1 in overall, number one is Lamar Jackson. Joe Burrow up to QB2. Despite the Bengals' problems, Burrow has had massive production, especially recently. I've even already gone ahead and looked up how Joe Burrow could be had by another team, and Burrow saying, yeah, it's time for me to leave the Bengals because I've done all I can here, and I've lost Joe Mixon, I've lost T. Higgins, may or may not lose Jamar Chase, may lose my head coach. It can happen after the 2025 season. That'll be a separate podcast, but I sense the frustration growing and the Bengals being much further from being in Super Bowl contention than it felt like they might be start of the year, last year, etc. And only getting worse. But Burrow, QB2 in my scoring settings. Then Jalen Hurts, then Josh Allen, then Baker Mayfield at 5. 6 through 10, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix. Bo responsible for more touchdowns. Actually did all his work via the air before sitting out the end of the win over the Falcons, not on the ground. So Nick's up to 7. I started him instead of Jalen Daniels this past week in the foundation, and that was the right move. Brock Purdy at 8. It feels like a shaky 8, doesn't it? With Brock Purdy. I don't know a lot of people that are starting Brock Purdy, set it and forget it every week. Then Kyler Murray at 9. That's gone down in recent weeks, but it's still QB1 worthy. But it's 9, even though Arizona is kind of showing the way in their division. Murray, QB9 in my scoring settings. Goff, QB10. Sam Darnold, hanging in there, QB 11. I mean, it's a pretty good drop-off. Geno Smith, 12. Khalil Herbert, 13, even though he's had some big games recently as the Chargers have gone more pass in their play calling. Mahomes, 14. Aaron Rodgers, 15. Then Kirk Cousins, C.J. Stroud. For those of you who drafted C.J. Stroud as your QB 1, you know, and took him as like the fourth or fifth quarterback off the board, it's really been bad for you. Every time Joe Mixon scores, you have to shake your head about how those were supposed to be balls thrown by C.J. Stroud. Then Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love all the way down at 19. Now, he's missed some games. I'm actually using Love this week right now on Josh Allen's bye week against the 49ers, feeling that, you know, Love got a rushing touchdown recently, and the Packers, this is about the time the Packers started to open some eyes last year, and then on Thanksgiving. But in points for the season, Love is QB 19. Granted, missed some games, missed some time. Caleb Williams, 20. Let's go to the running backs. RB1, Derrick Henry. How many of you said, yeah, Derrick Henry to Baltimore, not sure, is it that good of a fit? How much are they going to use him? And there are times where you wonder why he's not on the field, but the plan is working as far as the utilization of Derrick Henry. Granted, the Ravens are looking up at the Steelers in the division, so maybe it's not working. But Henry, it was one of the guys on the Matthew Berry Fantasy Football Happy Hour on Peacock who said matter-of-factly, and I like those guys, 2-3 weeks before the season started, said, Derrick Henry's probably going to lead the league in rushing touchdowns. Just kind of matter-of-fact. And granted, Barkley's right there, Kamara's right there, But there's your top three. It's Henry, Barkley, Kamara in terms of fantasy running back production. So if you passed on Henry, if you passed on Barkley in the first couple rounds, you do regret it. Kamara was not someone going in the first couple of rounds of most drafts. Maybe a second round pick or an early third round pick in a 14 team draft. But that has certainly worked out for those of you that selected Kamara. Joe Mixon also, because there was an age thing. And Mixon going from Cincinnati to Houston, and Mixon has been fantastic. I show him as RB4 off his big game against the Cowboys. Jahmyr Gibbs 5, with all these productive Lions players. Bijan 6, amidst the Falcons' struggles against everybody not named the Buccaneers. Bijan Robinson is still a mid-range RB1, set it and forget it every week. I think even in the most recent game or two, Algier maybe didn't even have a touch. So that's where that's gone. This is what everyone expected last year that Arthur Smith didn't do in Bijan's rookie season. Kyron Williams, RB7. Recent weeks, Kyron has not scored. He had scored every week, I think, the first 8 or 9 weeks. Last couple weeks, he hasn't. He still has seen high touch counts, but no touchdowns. RB7. James Cook. It's interesting with Cook. He had 2 touchdowns against the Chiefs and not much else as they rotated some other backs and did some other things. But RB8 as he hits his bye week. David Montgomery, RB9. So the Lions have RB5 and RB9. Breece Hall, we mentioned him, 10. Chuba, coming off the bye week. Talk of Brooks finally getting into the game. How much would that affect Hubbard? The one thing I will say about Hubbard is, Carolina's a bad team. But Carolina's still going to play every game the same way to the end, right? There's no reason to save anybody, is there? To see what someone else can do. This whole year is an evaluation for Carolina. So I would think Chuba Hubbard being at RB11 has been a very quietly productive season. Low-end RB1 status there. And until you actually see Hubbard's participation drop off, you're sticking with him. Dobbins up to RB12. Jacobs, RB13. Connor, RB14. Achan, RB15. Despite being featured running back, wide receiver, he's all the way down at running back 15 for the Miami Dolphins. And sure, a lot of that was the time Tua was out. Then Chase Brown, Swift. Kenneth Walker being down at RB18 seems low to me. It just kind of speaks to Walker has big games or off games, right? Aaron Jones, a lot of bad luck. A lot of times where he has just fallen short of the goal line in the egalitarian attack that is the Minnesota Vikings. Jay Crouch are responsible for that word from the Matthew Berry Fantasy Happy Hour. Ramondre at 20, and Ramondre touches the ball a lot. So it's a struggle, but he's still the most likely guy to get in the end zone for the struggling Patriots, and he's RB20. Jonathan Taylor all the way down at RB21. Missed some time, missed a month. But the recent game, Richardson got 2 rushing touchdowns. Taylor was inefficient. I took Taylor at the beginning of the second round instead of Saquon Barkley and regret that I did it, and I'm still leading my league. Taylor's participation is still very high. We're just looking for what he did a few years ago, that breakout, that every game where it's like, wow, 100 yards, a touchdown, 120, 2 touchdowns, 140, 1 touchdown. That's what I was hoping for. And it's not there, but the participation is. RB22 is Najee, then Brian Robinson Jr. at RB23. That seems low, but it's based on total points. Then Pollard, Jordan Mason, and Kareem Hunt, who gets about as many opportunities to run the football as anybody the last couple of months, with Pacheco potentially coming back, check status, then Eckler, Bucky Irving, Rashid White. Funny how Irving's RB28, Rashad White is 29, and then Javonte Williams at 30. Quickly with the wide receivers, Chase number one, Amon-Ra number two. So those of you that drafted those two wide receivers high, they have come through with you. You did very well with those picks. Justin Jefferson, three, I told you. And nothing's been spectacular with Justin Jefferson. And there he sits amidst continuing conversation about how good are the Vikings. Have teams figured out Sam Darnold? He's not throwing as many touchdowns anymore. And yet Justin Jefferson still is wide receiver three. And the only two guys ahead of him are household names that also were picked in the first round, Ja'Marr Chase and Amon-Ra St. Brown. CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver four, and how long is that going to last? At what point do the Cowboys put CeeDee Lamb in bubble wrap and just say there's no reason to play him the rest of the year? Because already in his head, there are certain plays where it just looks like he doesn't want to be out there because it's a waste of his time for as highly as he's paid. Drake London, five. McLaurin, six. And nothing against the rookie corner and the Eagles as we worry about what's really going on with Jaden Daniels. And does this also reflect on the history of Cliff Kingsbury's offenses struggling second halves of seasons? Jaden Reed at seven. That's because he just gets in the end zone. He did it again last week. Then there's Brian Thomas. It's interesting, this group of wide receivers. Ready? Wide receiver six is McLaurin. You may or may not play him as a set it or forget it because you have questions about what's going on with the Commanders. Jaden Reed, he gets in the end zone, but Christian Watson's coming on. Brian Thomas, who's getting him the ball in Jacksonville amidst questions about who's even going to be their head coach going forward. Garrett Wilson in the Jets mess is wide receiver nine. Zay Flowers, wide receiver 10. That has delivered very good value for those of you that invested, I don't know, a fourth, fifth round pick maybe in Zay Flowers. Yeah, he's put up wide receiver one numbers. Then Darnell Mooney, Godwin still at wide receiver 12 despite being out for the year. JSN is up to wide receiver 13 in my scoring settings. Cortland Sutton's up to wide receiver 14, showing what Bo Nix has been doing. Ladd McConkey up to wide receiver 15. 16 through 20 go like this. Marvin Harrison Jr., Alec Pierce, Juwan Jennings, George Pickens, Josh Downs. 21 through 25, Jamison Williams, Nico Collins. Missed a lot of time due to injury. He's back. He'll move up. A.J. Brown, he missed time. He'll move up. Calvin Ridley, probably the best scoring threat the Titans have. He's putting up wide receiver two numbers pretty regularly. Malik Nabers. Yeah, I had that one that Malik Nabers was just in a bad situation with the Giants, and despite his obvious talents, he was still a rookie. How were they going to get him the ball? How dysfunctional was the Giants football team? And now the quarterback changes are coming. Bateman, Devontae Smith, Tyreek Hill, 28, Diggs out for the year, 29, Cup, 30. Granted, Cup missed, what, a month plus, and then had a huge game this past week. And then T. Higgins, who's in and out of the lineup at 31. So a lot of wide receivers, a lot of those rankings are affected by guys missing time when you look at total points for the season. But of guys drafted in the first round, right, and so many people drafted wide receivers in the first round, the top five wide receivers in my scoring settings through 11 weeks are those guys. Chase, Amon-Ra, Jefferson, Lamb, London. And then it's interesting, 6 through 9, because you kind of wonder now week to week, are you playing McLaurin? You probably play him against the Cowboys, but are you playing him every week? Do you need to see Jaden Daniels do more, considering he hasn't done a lot in recent weeks? Reed, Thomas, Wilson. It's really interesting. Mooney has an injury, and Kirk Cousins' numbers are down. A lot going on. Only two tight ends of significance. Kittle would rank as wide receiver 12, so he's putting up basically almost wide receiver 1 numbers, and Brock Bowers for the Raiders would be right behind him. So if you rank tight ends with wide receivers, Kittle would come in at 12, Bowers would come in at 13. You don't get to anybody else until you get down into the wide receiver 30s or beyond. So those are the two tight ends that are kind of justifying every week, if they're healthy, you can plug them in at a flex position, and they're worthy of being fantasy starters every week. There have been more, especially in the last month or so, around National Tight End Day, productive tight end games than there were the first couple months of the season. But for the season, only two tight ends are really worthwhile on a season total basis, putting up the equivalent of almost wide receiver 1 relative numbers, and it's Kittle and it's Bowers. All right, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Please send me any thoughts you have as your trade deadline approaches. Make sure you know you can send me bad trade offers where we shame the person that sent you the bad trade, and we do it here on the podcast to make them feel even worse. We'll do that for you. Good luck this week. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.